Did you have a story about Gene Stipe that you were
I have to tell you this. I would never tell it while Gene's still alive.
Who was Gene Stipe?
Gene Stipe was the sort of uncrowned king of the state Senate. He was known as the greatest political power in the state Senate in Oklahoma and in rural Oklahoma, just extremely, extremely powerful, and had a lot of patronage at the prison and things like that. Some called him the Prince of Darkness because he was not known as a person who was reform-minded, I'll put it that way. There were some pretty virulent attacks made on me during the campaign, very mean attacks. Things were done. But I got elected years later. I was in the Senate. Gene, he'd been in the state Senate from birth almost. He was in it for 40, 50 years, and he had become not well. So he called me, and again, we had run against each other. I was the champion reformer. He was called the Prince of Darkness. We were often pitted against each other, and he was an opponent of all the reforms. He said, I need to come up and see you because I'm gravely ill. There's some things I want to tell you. Can you see me? I said, well, Gene, you know, of course, I'll clear my schedule at anything. I'll see you. So he came to Washington to see me. We talked maybe 4 hours. He said, I just have to get off my conscience some of the things I've done to you over the years, dirty tricks I've pulled and political campaigns and otherwise. And by the way, he had been a big Mick Spadden supporter, too. When I had won that race for governor, I said he was part of the old guard, you know, the champion of the old guard. I was the new young Turk, you know, clean out the old guard. I used the broom, I'll sweep out the old guard. And that was another part of the slogan. So he began to tell me all these things. Some of these things I thought I knew, some of these things I suspected. And then there's some other things that I had no idea where some of those dirty tricks came from that were played on me, and he told them all to me. I said, Gene, you're going to get well, and you're going to be sorry that you told me all these things. He said, no, I'm not, but you've been a better senator than I ever thought you'd be. I just have to confess it. I just feel like I owe it to you to tell you, and I'm sorry that these things happened, and I hope you'll forgive me. And I said, that's a long time ago, and I forgive you. I later wrote a letter to a judge when he was convicted of some things, asking for clemency for him. But I said, you're going to hope you'll regret this. Well, about a year or two later, I decided to resign from the U.S. Senate and come home to be president of OU. Meanwhile, Gene did get well, and he was still in the state Senate. He was still chairman of a committee with great power. So I go back, and I'm out at the state capitol, going down the hallway trying to get money for OU, a never-ending battle. Gene comes out of his office, which is at the end of the hall. He comes up to me, and he puts his arm around me, and he said, David, I just want to ask you about something. Could you step into my private office for a minute? And I said, yes, Gene. And he said, do you remember that time I came to Washington and told you that I regretted some of the things I'd done? But I said, yes, Gene, and I appreciated it so much. You know, I just remember every word. He looked at me, and he got up and put his arm around me again, and he said, David, if you ever need anything out here at the Senate, you just come and you ask old Gene to help you. So this, again, is another story about how many twists and turns politics has. If I've learned anything from it, hopefully I've learned a few things from it, but one thing is never burn any bridges. You should never make someone into a permanent enemy. There are always times that people can come back around. Just always make room. Don't ever burn any bridges. I've certainly learned that because there have been a lot of people that have started out as adversaries that ended up having a friendly relationship. Mm-hmm.
Good point.